What if the man who once strategized for a British Prime Minister now challenges California's political scene as a gubernatorial candidate? Meet Steve Hilton.
Hey, it's Vixie Steele on Truth Amplified, and I'm ready to rip into it. Buckle up, folks. Look, Steve Hilton, British-born, Oxford-educated, started in the bowels of the Conservative Party's machine, then rose to Director of Strategy for David Cameron from 2010 to 2012. Blue sky thinker, latte and whiteboard guy, the one some Lib Dems called refreshing but wacky. That was the vibe. Then, in 2012, he bailed to California and reinvented himself as a Fox News populist voice. He hosted The Next Revolution from 2017 to 2023 and kept popping up as a contributor. And now he's a Republican candidate for California governor. Yeah, no, that's not your average career hop. Timeline fast and dirty. In 2012, he moves to California, parks himself at Stanford's Hoover Institution, the Freeman Spogli Institute, and teaches at the D School, doing this human-centered design shtick. In 2015, he published More Human and rails against big government and big business, factory farms, big banks, the whole skyscraper. In 2016, he backed Trump over Hillary in a Fox op-ed. In 2017, he gets his own show. In 2023, the show ends. He pivots to a California policy outfit and co-founds Golden Together with Lanhee Chen and Gloria Romero. In 2025, he launches his gubernatorial run in Huntington Beach. In 2026, Trump returns the favor with an endorsement, fundraising north of $6.6 million by April 26. At the state GOP spring convention, he pulled 44% of delegates to Sheriff Chad Bianco's 49%. There was no endorsement. That's the chessboard. Now, the ideological pretzel. In the Cameron years, he was the modernizer whisperer. To be fair, he pushed greenish vibes and tried to sand down the party's rough edges. There's even an allegation that he once said, "I voted green," after Labour's landslide. Allegation not confirmed, so don't come at me with lawsuits, mate. Then, boom! In the States, he's a loud Trump backer. He even echoed that early COVID line about the cure being worse than the disease. So how do you square it? He calls it positive populism. Smaller, human scale, anti-elite, anti-bureaucracy. It's not incoherent in his world. It's just a hard swerve from Notting Hill modernizer to MAGA megaphone. Honestly, my head spins. Background you should know. His parents fled Hungary after 56. Anglicized Herksack to Hilton. Did catering at Heathrow. That's grit. Dad was a national team goalie back in the 1930s. A wild contrast to post-war refugee reality. Young Steve grows up skint after his parents split. Cold basement flat, mum working in a shoe stall, living off benefits. Christ's Hospital, then Oxford, then Central Office. He helped drive that infamous 1996 Demon Eyes ad through Saatchi. The ad won an industry award, but the party was obliterated in 97. Classic lesson. Flashy isn't the same as persuasive. And yes, he and Rachel Whetstone were close with David Cameron, godparents to Ivan. These aren't LinkedIn contacts. These are family ties at the top. Speaking of Rachel Whetstone, she's now Netflix's chief comms officer. Before that, she was at Google and Uber, power couple straddling Westminster and Silicon Valley. Hilton also built Crowdpack, the grassroots political startup, then resigned in 2018. Around that time, Crowdpack froze fundraising for Republicans and people lost their minds. Proof that even a so-called neutral platform gets dragged into the partisan blender. I swear, tech thinks it's above politics until politics slaps it in the face. Policy-wise, in California, Hilton went hard at housing. In 2023, he rolled a ballot initiative to limit private CEQA lawsuits and cap impact fees, two things developers say jack up costs and kill projects. Joe Garofoli at The Chronicle called it a developer giveaway, but even he admitted it might create steadier construction work and push the housing crisis up the agenda. Listen, I'm anti-corporate, but I also want people housed before they rot in a tent under an overpass. If CEQA's being used like weaponized paperwork, then yeah, let's talk, right? Alright, big controversy time. In January 2021, Hilton went hard on COVID origins, saying the Wuhan Institute of Virology is the most likely source
and alleging Anthony Fauci commissioned work that led to the virus. PolitiFact called that unsubstantiated conspiracy theory spin. He also amplified post-election fraud probes after November 2020, even though courts and state reviews didn't find widespread fraud. Look, mate, I get the instinct to challenge the narrative. Hell yeah, question power. But throwing gas on a rumour bonfire in a pandemic is irresponsible as hell.
My take is simple. One, it fuels misinformation. People latch on and it spreads faster than the truth. Two, it torpedoes trust in public health, in elections, and in the basic scaffolding that keeps us from eating each other in the streets. Three, it distracts from real fixes, better surveillance, improved lab safety standards, faster vaccine logistics, and for the love of bloody sanity, a coherent crisis playbook that isn't written on a napkin. I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. Disagree? Fine. Hit the comments. Defend the claims with evidence that stands up in court, not just vibes and a YouTube rabbit hole. Until then, can someone explain why this bullshit is allowed to derail everything while your rent explodes and your kid's school can't afford crayons?
Quick detour, because Hilton's whole small human-scale drumbeat hit a nerve for me. Last month, I tried cancelling an internet plan. Simple, right? I call, the bot says, say cancel to cancel. I say cancel, and the bot hears, candles. Then I get routed to a cheery loop where a guy named Trevor offers me a loyalty discount if I can prove my mother's favourite soup from 1989. And then the line drops. I go to a store. The store says I have to call. I call. The system says, visit a store. After 24 hours, three hold music symphonies, a supervisor finally whispers they can do it. But first, you'll hear an important message. An ad telling me how easy it is to cancel online.
That's the disease Hilton keeps pointing at. Scale that makes humans disappear. Government does it too. Try the DMV on a holiday week or filing a simple permit. You'll be dead before your number dings. So when he says make things smaller, closer to people, more responsive, I get it. Respect where it's due. Just don't peddle half-baked lab leak fan fiction on TV while you're doing it. Because that's when your whole message turns to mush and people like me start throwing chairs. To close the loop, Hilton's had a hell of a run. Refugee family roots, basement flat to number 10, then to Fox, then a California gubernatorial bid with Trump's stamp on it, and a bipartisan policy shop with Lanhee Chen and Gloria Romero on the banner. He naturalised in 2021, renounced British citizenship in 2025, and planted both feet in American political fire. It's bold, it's messy, and it's very on brand for our era where everyone's a brand and the volume knob is snapped off. Back in my day, people had fucking standards, but to be fair, at least he's swinging at the status quo instead of polishing it.
Alright, sharing that story just sucked the life out of me. Bureaucracies, corporate or government, you are joy vampires. Fix your shit. All right, that's all I got. Go do something useful and tune in tomorrow for more truths. Cheers!